Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from the David H. Ponitz Career Technology Center about life and basketball and the things in between. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt to introduce our story.
There's a saying that we have in our Dayton Youth Radio class that when life throws you lemons, you need to go and play some basketball. Today's producer, Malik Simmons, tells you more about it.
My name is Malik Simmons. I am 17 years old and I go to David H. Ponitz. I have my granny's name tattooed on me and it means a lot to me. I can take her everywhere with me. It brings me comfort. When I get sidetracked or distracted for what my goal is in life, I just look down at my arm and I know how to get back on track. I swear I feel like I was born to play basketball. I get a special feeling when I touch a ball. It's like when I'm in the gym, no distractions can be effective to me, and I love it. I started playing basketball when I was 3 years old. Once I saw the ball go through the net, I got a big thrill. And once I saw the ball go through the net and me being the cause of it, I got an even bigger thrill. I dream about basketball all the time. I'm a point guard, but I play many positions. My best game ever was in seventh grade. I had 27 points. I made 7 threes and 3 layups. I think I played like that because my family was in the stands. Basketball is a great stress reliever. I remember this one time I was so angry because my parents was fighting. And my dad would get so drunk. He would say things to me that I could never forget. He told me that he was going to sleep, hoping not to wake back up. I don't have an interview with him because I don't think I can bear talking to him about that. And if I went on about other situations, it would put you in a real dark place. I'm telling you from experience. One problem I have right now is with my brother and sister. They both went to college and dropped out. I think their decision making was poor, but they are working to be successful now. A while back, I was smoking, being involved with guns, money, and girls. I would smoke to clear my mind, but at that time, that didn't even work. And this was all around eighth grade. I really don't have an explanation on why it didn't work, but when I went to the gym, I just calmed down. I was born to play basketball. You can find an outlet like basketball or poetry or football to be an outlet for you, you know? I did this story because it's on my mind 24/7 and it holds a toll on me. And me talking about it helped me express myself and it cleans out some baggage, you know? So I learned that no matter what you go through, there's always a good way to cope and a bad way to cope. I'm a senior now. And I'm proud to say I'm on the honor roll, I'm in scholars programs, and I'm affiliated with the Males of Color. I have a stable and loving relationship, and I'm proud to say I have 2 college entrants from Mount St. Joseph University and Clark State Community College. For Dayton Youth Radio, you're at Ponitz, and this is your boy Malik Simmons.
That's a story entitled 7 Threes, written and produced by Malik Simmons, a senior, Ponitz Career Technology Center. Special thanks to Jeffrey Crow and Joanne Viscop at Ponitz. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.